Yeah, let's talk maybe from the beginning. Omer Cheski, minayin lechomets b'pesach she'osu b'hanos, and emar lo yeochel chomets, lo yehebo yeheter achilo. Ha'am l'kosu rechman lo yeochel chomets, ha'al l'kosu lo yeochel, ha'am mina isra achilo mashmi, shano lo yeomashmi. U'pligat Rabbi Avo. Omer Rabbi Avo, kol mokam sh'nema lo yeochel, lo yeochel, lo yeochel, lo yeochel, echad isra achilo, echad isra no b'mashmi, ad she'yifarat lecha ha'kosu k'derech she'porat lecho b'nevelo. And the Gemara brings the Braisa about Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. But let's just stop on that and that piece of Gemara itself. So the emphasis is there's a certain ambivalence here in Rabbi Avos in Rabbi Avo. What does Rabbi Avo mean when he says there's two ways to understand that. In the Lashon of Rabbi Avo himself, I don't see that there's an echreya which way. We could understand Rabbi Avo to be saying that we learn it out from the Nevela. That whenever it says leisoichel, leisoichel, and so on, it means in Israel no. How do I know? Because by nevela, the Torah had to go out of its way to say that it's mutter b'hano, even though all it says leisoichel kol nevela. Yet the Torah has to bother to tell me that it's mutter b'hano. So from there I derive that everywhere else where it says leisoichel and the Torah is not mefarat that it's mutter b'hano, it must be that it's also b'hano. So Rabbi Avol is saying the mocker of the din. That's one way to understand Rabbi Avol. Ad she'yifarat l'cha kosu. Or maybe Rabbo doesn't mean that. Maybe Rabbo just means, I'm telling you a rule. Whatever it says, Leseichal, it means Israel no as well. And Rabbo is not telling me where he gets that rule from. That we'll see in the Gemara where he gets it from. Maybe he gets it from the Vela, but Rabbo himself is not saying the source for the din. He's telling me a fact that whenever it's Leseichal means Israel no, unless the Torah specifies otherwise. And Rabbo gives me an example of a place where the Torah specifies otherwise, namely Nevela. He could have given me other examples. Treifa, Chelev, there are other Yisuri Hano, Yisuri Achilu, the Torah specifies that the Mutter B'Hano. So Rabbi Avo is telling me, he's telling me a rule. The rule is, Yisuri Achilu means Yisuri Hano as well, unless the Torah specifies otherwise, L'mashul, the way it specifies by Nevela. But he's not telling me that he's learning the rule out from Nevela. So we'll see in Rashi how it's mashmi in Rashi. If it's some shopping Gemara, it could go either way. The fact is, the Gemara says, that Rabbi Avo, more of a discussion whether Rabbi Avo learns it out from the Vela. What comes out from the sugya is that according to Rameya we could learn it out from the Vela. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't even saw the sugya, right? I assume that much of the sugya. According to Rameya we could learn it out from the Vela. If Meir doesn't hold Varm Kiksavim, so the Pasuk is available to learn the rule out from the Vela. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't learn it out from the Vela because I need the Pasuk for Varm Kiksavim. So we learn it out from a different Pasuk, from Treifa, Oyster Tamash Lechlekelech. So it comes out as Machlekes and Meir and Yehuda. Can this rule be learned out from the Vela, or does it have to be learned out from Treifa? So if we're gonna learn Rabbi Avo that he's telling me the source for the rule, that Rabbi Avo is saying the source for the rule is from the Vela. So that's hard and difficult. That's only true according to Rameir. It's not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. So why would Rabbi Avo be saying the source for the rule Alibad Rameir, not Alibad Rabbi Yehuda? So the MSI son Rabbeinu David assumes that Rabbi Avo is taka telling me the source. Kederach shepar lecham nevela means we learn it out from the nevela. Yisra achila means Yisra no. Ad shepar lechakosuv, and I learned it out from the nevela where the Torah had to be mefarad. Apparently elsewhere it's not that's not the case. And the Rabbeinu David asks for that's only true according to Rameir, it's not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says Rabbeinu David that this last line kederach shepar lechab nevela is not midivir Rabbi Avo. That's the Gemara talking. Rabbi Avo himself just said that every Yisra Achil is Mashmi Yisra Hano as well. Maybe also he has the Atshi Yifarat Chal Kosov. I assume Rabbi Avo had that also, Atshi Yifarat Chal Kosov. But the Kederach Sheparat Lechom Nevelo, I think that line is also still from Rabbi Avo. I have to check in Rabbeinu David. But the Kederach Sheparat Lechom Nevelo, that's the Gemara talking. And that's not the only Aliba de Rav Meir. Aliba de Rav Yehuda, you have to say a different source. You have to say it's learned that from Treifa. Well, we could say maybe a little bit differently. Rabbeinu David doesn't say this. We could say maybe a little bit differently that Rabbi Avo said the source Aliba de Rav Meir, not that he's committing himself. Rabbi Avo is a Tana. He is an Amayer. He knows there's a Rav Meir, there's a Rav Yehuda. He's telling me. He tells me the source Aliba de Rav Meir, and we'll have to figure out where the source is Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. In any event, you see, the Rabbeinu David learned the I don't remember which I said first and which I said second. Like the first way, I think that Rabbi Avo is telling me the source. We learn it out from the veil. We'll see in Rashi if there's a diuk in Rashi. Let's see Rashi inside. Zok Rashi. Lo yoichal, lo yoichal rather. This is Cheskia. Midakarina lo yeochel. Mashmo lo yehebo yeheter ha maybe with day shum achilo. Lo yeochel doesn't, it would say lo yeochel would mean don't eat chametz. Lo yeochel means anything that, don't do anything to chametz that will allow you then to have a, to eat. Ha maybe with day shum achilo. The stam hanois de achilo hem bois. The Rashi adds, so every hanoi ultimately can be translated into an achilo. Because with the money you can go and buy groceries. So therefore every ano ultimately leads to a heter achila. So I mentioned yesterday in passing, what does Rashi mean? Lekech b'domim. What domim? Where do you have domim? Maybe if you sell the chametz, you have domim. That one ano is to sell chametz. So then I understand if you sell chametz, maybe they had their achila. If you take the money, you can go buy food. What if you did other hanois with the chametz? You gave away the matana, or you, which is also hana, or echveis, there's other hanois you could have with the chametz. You could burn chametz and be masik etachas tavshila. You could do other hanois with the chametz. It's in Pesach itself, where it's not going to be poker this. There's other hanois you could do with chametz. Where are they? How do they translate into zuzi? What domain do they have? How does that translate into domim? You don't have any domim. You take the chametz, you use it for fuel. You take the chametz and you use it for fertilizer. I don't know. So where's domim?
You save yourself money.
So chor Rashi means that you save money. The Maram Chalava says it prepares. The Maram Chalava says, this is what I quoted yesterday. The Maram Chalava says the following words: "Bekol shenene bechval heter achilu." Means he saves money. If he saves money, it's the Indian Shia. So one way or another, he saves money. Whenever you have hanoi from chametz, you're saving money somewhere else, because the money that, if you wanted to have the hanoi else in a different way, you would have to, whatever hanoi you get from the chametz, if you wanted to get that same hanoi in another way, you would have to spend money. You burn the chametz for fuel. If you didn't have the chametz, you'd have to go buy fuel somewhere else. Use the chametz for fertilizer. If you didn't have the chametz, you'd have to go buy fertilizer somewhere else. So ultimately, you're saving money. So everything's translatable into money, and therefore, there's always. And the Ram, I'm assuming the Mestam of the Ram Chalava doesn't spell it out. He means, and then we have to say like Rashi. So now you have a domim. With the domim, you have a heter achilah, because then you can go and you could buy food. So I meant yesterday akasha just briefly. I mentioned yesterday akasha, Tosis and Chul and Kuf Lamed Aleph, where you have the sugya v'shtar shilei. Tosis says b'feirush, and he's mechicha from the sugya, that not every hanot. Mishtashli is a concept in mazik. Ordinarily speaking, if I'm mishtashli, if I gain money with from your property, so I have to pay you. So for example, if I'm mishtashli with matnas kunim, I have matnas kunim in my garden, and the government comes and they collect taxes every year, they collect produce every year. Instead of taking my own bananas, they take the bananas of matnas kunim. So it's mishtashli, it's money in the bank. So I have to pay for it, because that's all true. Whenever I'm mishtashli with your money, so I have to pay for it. So Tosh there is mechich mitecha sugya, that not every hano is called mishtashli. Mishtashli is only like in the case where the government came and they took the matnas kuna. So then there's a definite profit. If they wouldn't have taken the matnas kuna, they would have taken my bananas. Instead, they took the chayim's bananas. So that's a profit. But Tosh says if I eat matnas kuna, for example, Tosh says there's no chiyuv of mishtashli. Because who says that's not necessarily a profit? If I wouldn't have eaten the matnas kuna, so I would have eaten something else. Mecha teisa, yochel lizanus is teisa. I could fast. I could go on a diet. I don't have to eat. I don't have to eat this. I could have skipped the meal. Teisa mechichet mitoich lesugya over there. But teisa says that it's not, the hanoch is not true. Not every hanoch is mishtashile. So I don't know how it stems with the Maram Chalava or with Rashi for that matter. In other words, teisa says that not every hanoch is a profit of money. The IRS comes and they collect the matnas kuna. That's a clear profit. There's no way to get out of that. Death and taxes. There's no way to get out of it. But other hanois, Taisa says, are not called mishtashli. So I'm not sure if that's a steer to what Rashi says over here. Maybe Taisa is going to be chaluk on this Rashi, or maybe it's not the same. Maybe the concept of mishtashli over there, for some reason, is not exactly the same as the concept of mishtashli over here. Although it's not clear to me where it would be different. Maybe it's like a suffix. Maybe I wouldn't have eaten supper, so I don't have to pay for it, because that's so clear that I had a profit. But maybe I would have eaten supper, so maybe there is a profit, so it's still also to do. Maybe you could say benus is such a kind of signet. In other words, when we're talking about having to pay hamitzim chavel of arai, so you come to collect from me. I was nene from your nechosim, and now I saved money, so I could say, why should I pay? Who says I would have spent them? Who said I profited? Who said I would have had that? Who said I would have? If I wouldn't have had the hanah from your nechosim, who says I would have had that hanah at all? So there, hamitzim chavel of arai. The burden of proof is on you. But over here by chometz, where we're talking about isurim. If I have a certain hana, it could be that I would have wanted to have that hana, regardless, and I would have paid for that hana, and therefore every hana at least is a possible gain in money, and if it's a possible gain in money, so maybe as far as Yisurim is concerned, it's also to be nana. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound so great to me, so I don't really know exactly. Yeah.
Can you say,
what
is a heter is not that it's necessarily but it makes it possible to get.
What? I mean, it makes possible an achila. Yeah, but how does it make possible an achila? Because I have money that I wouldn't have had otherwise. I says, that's not true. Maybe it didn't give me any new money. Maybe I wouldn't have had this hana anyway. I wouldn't have paid for this hana. I got it for free, but I wouldn't have paid for it. I mean, I got it out of the chometz, but I wouldn't necessarily have paid for it. So I didn't gain any money. If I didn't gain any money, it didn't make possible an achila. Yeah, all the way back.
Stam
anod bol de achila.
Sorry?
Stam anod, it's all the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Even if, let's say, the stam anod was not achila.
No, it's not saying the stam anod was achila. Every anod is translatable into money, and every money facilitates achila.
Why does it need to be the stam anod? Even if it was not the stam anod, since eventually you're going to save on achila, so mamela.
I mean, what does Rashi mean by stam anod? You should say every anod. I mean, what should Rashi mean?
Should, Rashi, what, Rashi? Since eventually you'll come to save on achila, so then.
So every hana or stamina, every ordinary hana.
Why do we need that? Why do we need the stam, the most ordinary hana to be achila?
No, that's not what Rashi means. Stam hana de achilu ba means that most hanas are translatable into money and therefore are ultimately could be used to pay your grocery bills. The Emes says, I'm not sure what Rashi means. Lapuke. Rashi's mash, but there are hanois. Rashi's saying, stam hanois de achilubo. Most hanois are bolu de achilu. Rashi implies that there are hanois that are not bolu de achilu. Most hanois are bolu de achilu, because you're saving yourself money, but there are hanois where you're not saving yourself money. I'm not sure what he means by that. In the Filim Aram Chalava, every hanois is bolu de achilu, because every hanois is mishtashli somewhere. If I wanted to pay for it, I would gain money. I don't know, maybe there's room here to say Rashi not exactly the same as the Meram Chalava, but then I'm not sure what Rashi means. I mean, it's Marashach. If Rashi means, if he doesn't mean like the Meram Chalava, then what does he mean? Why are Stamanois Bolu Deachil? Why are Stamanois? Why does Stamanois? Stamanois don't realize money on the spot, except for Mechira. The only Hanoi that I know that makes money on the spot is Mechira. So if Rashi meant it makes money on the spot, that's not even Stamanois. That's only one Hanoi out of many. Elamai, he means like the Meram Chalava. Every Hanoi is worth money because you would have paid for it. So why is it only stamina? Then it's every hano. Every hano is mishtashli somewhere. I don't know, can we think of a hano that's not mishtashli at all, that you would never have paid for? I'm not quite sure what that could be. So I don't know, not so clear to me this Rashi. What's the stamina? What's the whole idea over here mishtashli? You know, I don't want to get too bogged down in it. I don't think it's going to take us to anywhere so profitable. But pointing it out, I don't know, something to think about. What is the stamina over here? And what's the gedder of mishtashli? Is this the regular mishtashli? Or is it a different kind of mishtashuli? Yeah, Eliyahu, then we'll go on.
I was wondering if you could read Rashi as saying, you know, the first part of Rashi when he said, "Karina lo yeachel, mashma lo yehim bo heter hamevi lidei shum achila." He's addressing the question of why it is that achila equals when the Torah tells you not to have an achila, you're just also to have hana. How do you see from the fact that the Torah said lo yeachel, you shouldn't be allowed to get hana from it? And he's explaining that when the Torah says lo yeachel, lo yehi both, when it said lo yeachel in the Gemara, lo yehi heter achila, it means heter hamevi lidei shum achila. You shouldn't be allowed to have the heter, which is typically maybe lidei achila. And the latter part of Rashi is just explaining how we know that when the Torah uses the expression achila, so min hastam, the Torah means means that, what's the heter, which is maybe the achila, the typical. That's a synonym for heter. Maybe the achila is the synonym for iser hana. That in iser hana, since
stamina, I agree to all of that, but it still doesn't tell me why Rashi said stamina. So why didn't he say every hana?
Use the only
hana. What do the words mean? Stamina is the achila and voice. Shalakeach bedom and dvar meichel. So I understood it to mean, I think you're agreeing with me. Stamanois le'achila hem boys, shalakech bedom madvar meichel means most hanois could facilitate an achila because most hanois realize money. They give you some kind of money, have a money value, and that money you could use to buy food. So therefore, most hanois are boli de'achila. Quite. That's how I'm reading the Ram Chalav as well. The only thing I'm asking is what's the most over here? Why most? It should be all.
Not every hanos. There are other hanos.
Every hanos is either all hanos are mishtashuli or no hanos are mishtashuli. I don't see how it's most. I understand if Rashi would say all hanos are mishtashuli, that I understand. All hanos, if I would have bought it, that would have cost me money. So all hanos are mishtashuli. That I would understand. Or the other way around. I could say that maybe most hanos are not mishtashuli because yochali is hanos, like places in the chulim. The only hanos that really realizes money is a mechira. Rashi says stamanos are mishtashuli. I mean, stamanois are realizers. Okay, anyway, again, I don't want to get bogged down here. It's not the Ikra Sugya, but just pointing it out. Let's go on. In Rashi. Ad sheifet cho ha-kosuboy. Het ha-no. Kederech sheporet cho ben-avelo. Shlo yoye kosuboy elo lo yseichlu. All it says there is lo yseichlu kol ne-avelo. And the Torah had to be matir pano. So, first of all, a few diukim here in Rashi. I said before, there's two ways to read Rabbi Avo. When Rabbi Avo said, does he mean that Nevela is the source? Or does he mean... Nevela is an example of the fact that every Yisra Achila really means Yisra Hano unless the Torah specifies otherwise. Which way is Rashi learn?
As an example.
How many people vote that it's an example? Okay, how many people wrote the other way, that Rashi is learning that it's the source? Okay, Joshua, why do you say it's the source? I vote with him. No, hold on a second. Maybe we're wrong. What?
But the Chutzrach seems to say that this is just an example, not mean that we thought that already. We thought there was a
I think
already.
The other way. Let's just give me a second. Maybe it's a subtle thing. If Rashi just meant that this is an example, we have a rule, all Yisrei Achila are Yisrei Ano, and therefore the Torah has to tell you, and those things that are Mutter B'Anah, the Torah has to tell you. And Rabbi Moshe now just giving me an example of something where the Torah told me that it's Mutter B'Anah. So the word V'Hutzrach bothers me. Rashi should have just said, K'derech Shepard L'Cha B'Nevelo. Nevelo is an example of a place where the Torah tells me that it's Mutter B'Anah. Then Rashi should bring the Drasha. He should say, K'derech Shepard L'Cha B'Nevelo. That's all Rashi needed to say. He's giving me an example of a pasuk where the Torah is matirit bahano. Nevela is an example of a heter hano. Like it says, so here you have an example of a pasuk where the Torah tells me that it's mutar bahano. I would have thought it's awesome. Another Torah tells me that it's mutabana. Because that's the crucial point. We're just looking for examples of places where the Torah told me that it's mutabana. Rashi stresses that the Torah had to tell me that it's mutter b'hano, because otherwise I would have thought that it's osur b'hano as well. Because otherwise, even though it only says leisaychlu, I would have thought that it's osur b'hano. Why does he have to? What does he need that arichas for? It's a little bit mashum to me. It's really a lot mashum to me. The Rashi learns. He's explaining the limut that since by nevela all it says is leisaychal. So why did the Torah have to tell me that it's mutter b'hano? The Arichas of Rashi means the following. By Nevela, all it says is L'Seichel. So why did the Torah have to bother to tell me that it's Mutter B'ano? Why was it Tzorech? Why was it Hutzrech L'Atir B'ano? All it says is L'Seichel. Why should the Torah have to bother to tell me that it's Mutter B'ano? Why should it be also that the Torah should have to tell me that it's Mutter? Peretz says, you see from here that when the Torah says L'Seichel, it means Isser Hano. And that's why by Nevela, even though all it says is L'Seichel, yet the Torah still had to go out of its way to tell me that it's also it's mutter b'hano, because that indicates that leisoichlu in fact means an isser hano, and this is the source for the fact that leisoichlu means an isser hano. And you also have to think about how would you write, whenever he has a Rashi, you have to think about how would you write this if you were Rashi? Well, probably would have written it in English, but if you were Rashi, how would you have written this? It seems to me, if I was Rashi and all I wanted to say was, Kedera Shepard Tachav Nevela, that Nevela is an example of a place where the Torah tells me that it's Mutabana. All Isuri Achila are Mashma Isra Hano, including Isra Hano as well. Thrown in for free. Every time you have an Isra Achila, you get an Isra Hano as well. Unless specified otherwise. Example. Here's an example where the Torah specified otherwise. So it seems to me I wouldn't have to recapitulate the whole Gemara about Elish Seichlu being Mashma and Isra Hano, and therefore the Torah to tell me otherwise. That I already know from the Gemara. What I would have just written was, like I said before. That's sufficient. I don't think there's a lot of otherwise. Everything else is very clear. Everything else is redundant. If, on the other hand, what I want to explain is how Nevela is the source. How does Nevela teach? If Rabbi Yavo is telling me that from Nevela I learn out the rule that Leisechel means Nisra Hano, then what I would write is exactly what Rashi writes. By Nevela, all it says is Leseichlu. So why did Torah have to be Matir Bano? That's an indication, even though all it says Leseichlu doesn't say anything about Isra Hano. And yet the Torah had to bother to tell me that it's Mutter Bano. It must be that Leseichlu in fact implies an Isra Hano. And that's the Arichos Loshon of Rashi. So the Arichos of Rashi, that mamash is a smoking gun, but the Arichos of Rashi is mashma, that he learns that like Rabbeinu David, that this is the source. Yeah, Josh.
When Rashi says that if it just would learn Lo Sokhlu, so that I would have learned the Isser Hano, so why does he have to mean that that's Lo Sokhlu only by Nevela? Meaning, if it just would have said Lo Sokhlu, I have a million Lo Sokhlus, I could have learned the Raya to be from anywhere.
No, the Raya is from the fact that it says everywhere else, maybe Lo Sokhlu just means Lo Sokhlu. Who says it means Isser Hano?
Who says this Lo Sokhlu?
Because here all it says is Lo Sokhlu. So why did they have to bother to tell me that it's mutter b'ano? All it says, don't eat it. So why did they have to tell me that it's mutter b'ano? It's like Chavon Eitz Hadas. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam never said don't touch it. So what do you have to tell me? All the Torah says is don't eat it. Why did they have to bother to tell me that it's mutter b'ano?
Doesn't sound like from Rashi that if we just said Lo Sokhlu, we would have learned the Isser Hano. So the Torah had to come tell me that there's mutter b'ano.
No, something Rashi saying more than that. Rashi wouldn't have to bother to tell me. That says in the Gemara. What Rashi's telling me is more than that. Rashi's telling me that from here I learned the whole idea. Because by Nevela, all it says is Lo Sokhlu. So why was it Chutzrech L'Atir B'Ano? Why did Torah have to bother? The Chutzrech here is the key word. Why did Torah have to bother to be Matir Nevela B'Ano? Well, it says Leiseichlu anyway. So why go to the trouble of telling me that it's Mutter B'Ano? It only says Leiseichlu. The Teretz is that it must be that lo yisoichlu implies an isra hanoah. And from here we learn out, Taka, this idea that lo yisoichlu implies an isra hanoah from the very fact that they have to bother to tell me that that nevela is mutar b'hanoah, which is the lima that the Gemara says. I'll leave it there.
Right, but if you learn it that it's always true in right. general, that any time it says lo yisoichlu, lo yisoichlu, lo yochal, there's isra hanoah and isra achila.
Right.
The Torah still has to tell me. It needs to tell me in certain places where it's not asur b'hanoah. So that's the way I learned the word need. If I have a basic halacha,
yeah, I'm asking the word need. It wouldn't be wrong if we would learn Rashi the other way, but it would be extra. I already said that in the Gemara. What's Rashi adding that it didn't say in the Gemara?
That's what he's bringing as a raya. Rashi explained to you, the Gemara, Rabbi Rava was bringing Nevela as a raya. Hutzrach is that it needs to be brought as a raya.
She's paraphrasing the Gemara.
Right. Because we're Masopak in the Gemara, whether you bring the Bela as a Raya or an example.
So she yifut ha kosov gedev tzvan avar avhelo. So he kosov el lesechlu. So chutz shech latir bahano. Kisir ve machal avar. He's saying Rashi is paraphrasing the Gemara. He's not adding to the Gemara. He's just paraphrasing it. The Gemara said, "Ad shiif tcha kosef kederach shemparat tcha benevela." All yisur achila min yisur hana, unless specified otherwise. Says Rashi, like you find by nevela, where the Torah says leisleichlu, and it's mashma yisur hana, and therefore the Torah had to specify otherwise.
But the
I hear. You know what? Maybe you're right. It's ambivalent. I don't know. Maybe Rashi also you could read both ways. Still, my hargosh is that Rashi is the first way. That he wouldn't have needed all this. I can't say for sure. It could be Josh is right. Maybe Rashi is just paraphrasing the Gemara. I'm still a little bit more nicha that Rashi could have done without all of that. Didn't have to paraphrase the Gemara. Rashi is saying more than that. He's saying this is taka the limud. From the fact that it's hutzrach, from here I learn out in the Sirhan. From here I learn out that Lesechlu means in Israel, from the fact that it needed over here to be mefired the other way. But you're right, I can't say for sure. The Rambam, by the way, the Rambam I think learns the Gemara the other way. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, the Dvarim Kiksavim. And if you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, then Nevela is not the source that we see in the Gemara. Nevela can't be the source. The source is going to have to be Trefa. And yet the Rambam writes in Macholas Asuris in Perek Ches, Mamish the Lashon of Rabbi Avo. Kol Mokim Shenema B'Toyer Leisoichel Leisoichlu Leyoichlu Leyoichal Echad Israchil of Echad Israchil of Mashma Ad Sheyifidcha Akosuf Kederach Sheparat Lachom Nevela Shenema etc. 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 So the Ram passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the source is ultimately the Gemara says it's not going to be from the Nevela. It's going to be from Lakelav Tashlichem Ayseh by Treifa. And yet he brings the Lashon of Rabbi Avo Kiksovay Ad Sheyifidcha Akosuf Kederach Sheparat Lachom Nevela. The Rambam means it, and presumably he's reading Rabbi Yehuda that way. The Rambam means it not as being the mukar, but as being an example of the fact that Isra Achila means Isra Hanoah, unless specified otherwise. As we find by Nevela, an example of where does the Torah specify otherwise? Has the Rambam Nevela is an example of the place where the Torah specifies otherwise. And the emphasis is it's more in the hemshech of the Rambam, because the Rambam goes on and he says at shiifet chakosu kederach sheparat lachav Nevela, and he brings the whole drasha. And then he continues, Ubechelev. These are sugis later on. Ubechelev. The Torah was mefired also by Chelev that it's mutabana. Shenemar. Yosel chol malocha. And then he brings, Oy. Then he continues, Oyat she's parish b'Torah shevel peh shu mutabana. Or we have a halacha, we have a Torah shevel peh, we have droshes of Chazal, that it's mutabana. Again, shkotzim urmosim v'dam, v'evim menachai, begin a nosha. All the things that the Gemara later on says are examples where the Torah said, Leisaychal. And yet we have some kind of Xeris HaKosuv or a Drosha, Yigamumidus, what the Rambam calls Dibur Torah Shebal Peh, where the Torah says, nonetheless, these things are Mutar B'Hanoah. So the Rambam brings Nevela not as the Rambam doesn't stop with Nevela, that's my point. The Rambam, in the Rambam, after Nevela doesn't come a period. it becomes a comma, and other things as well. In the Rambam it reads, if you skip the psukim and stuff, and then he goes on, or some drush of Chazal, like Shkotzim, Rimosim, and Eivim, and Achayim Dam. So, those are not all sources for the Parabi of Osalacha. Those are just all the examples of cases where the Torah is Mefarad, that is Mutavano. So the Rambam is very clear, that at least the Rambam means, and again, I think he probably read into Rabbi Avo, that Ashif doesn't mean a source, it just means an example of heterim, of places where the Torah is Matarit Bahano.
And Rashi, the Rasul Bishlamot,
is he a fair
that it's a
mocker? Yeah, the Gemara says it's a mocker. According to Rameir, it's the mocker. But that's not necessarily what Rabbi Avo was saying. Because again, remember, if Rabbi Avo is saying this is the mocker, then we bump into Rabbi Nadav's problem. Why is Rabbi Avo committing himself to Rameir? What about Rabbi Yehuda? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the mocker is somewhere else. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the mocker is from Lakel of Hashlichon Oseh. So we could say, like Rabbi Nadav, that this last line is not Midivri Rabbi Avo. This is the Stam of the Gemara talking, and it's Taka like Rameir, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a different mocker. Or maybe Rabbi Avo himself, for some reason, was chopping on like Rameir, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a different mocker. But it has a certain problematic to it. If you learn that Rabbi Avo is not telling me the mocker altogether, he's just giving me an example, then I don't have that problem in the Gemara. The Gemara addresses where's the mocker. Says the Gemara, well, the mocker could be from the veil, according to Rameir, very good. But according to Rabbi Huda, the mocker has to be from somewhere else. I have another deek here in Rashi. Rashi says, V'hutzach latir b'hanol k'dichsib oy mocher l'nochri. It's somewhat mashmo that the heter ano is in oimocha lenochi, not in lagerasha b'sherecha titneno. The Torah says two things by nevela, that you could give it to a ger, or you could sell it to a nochi. Rashi says, I see here a heter ano. Where do I see it? K'dichsiv oimocha lenochi. Rashi, why didn't Rashi say kidichsiv lagera sheb shrecha tetneno imachal enochi? Both things are hano. Matan is also hano. That's clear in the shalechad miyach enochi. That's a dove. That's clear in the Gemara that to give somebody a matan is also hano. The Rishonim explain because you have a toivas hano. If I give you a present, so now you owe me a now you feel a sense of gratitude to me. So that's also hano. But it's mafurish in the Gemara. It's mafurish in our sugya, hemshech hasugya that, and in many other sugyas as well, that giving matan is also an example of hano. So the pasuk. So this is a pasuk that's being matir in nevela b'hano. Both halves of the pasuk are hetano, the mechir l'nochri, and the nesina l'ger. Rashi is somewhat mashma. I can't say for sure. Maybe Rashi is just saying one out of two, but Rashi is somewhat mashma that somehow in this pasuk the heter hano lies in the mechir l'nochri, but the nesina l'ger doesn't tell me a heter hano. If that's true, if the diuk is correct, then the hesber I think is that since by a ger. The Gemara says behemshuch that it's mitzvah lachiyosei. So giving the nevela to a nochri is a kiyum of a mitzvah lachiyosei. Not only is it a mitzvah in the sense that you get a mitzvah for it, it's a chiyuv. The Gemara says behemshuch that if you have a choice, you don't have a ger who's going to buy it. You have a ger who'll take it for free, and you have a nochri who'll buy it. So the Gemara says it didn't k'dima. You have to give it to the ger. You have to give it to the ger. You're not allowed to sell it to the nochri. It's a din of lahakdim. Rameir learns it out from the pasuk itself. Rabbi Yehuda says ain't it tzarech kok? It's a kaimin shem mitzvah lachiyosei. Doesn't even need a pasuk. Doesn't need a special pasuk. It goes into the mitzvah lachiyosei. But kapanim it says here halacha that if you have a choice between giving it to a ger, if a ger wants to buy it, fine. Rameir holds you can sell it to a ger if he's willing to buy it. But let's say you don't have a ger who's willing to buy it. All you have is a ger will take it to matana, or you'll sell it. And the other alternative is to sell it to a guy. So it's stating the Gemara that you're not allowed to give it to the ger. No, you're not allowed to sell it to the guy. You have to give it to the. You're not allowed to sell it to the guy. You have to give it to the ger. So it says it's a chiyuv giving it to a ger. If he's not willing to buy it, then the other choice is to give it to a guy to sell it to a guy. You're mechuyev to give it to the ger because you're mitzvah lachiyosei. That's part of the chiyuv lachiyosei. So I want to say maybe that's not since you're mechuyev to do it. So maybe that's not called a hano. Like we have always a mitzvah slav lehen isn't it? No. To do a mitzvah that you're mechuyev to do is not a hano. Let's say a mudr hano from somebody. A magad, don't be mahanami. I'm allowed to hear shayfer from him, the Gemara says, because mitzvah is lav le'emes. That's not called that I'm being neder. That's a chiyuv. So to give an avela to a ger, b'mokim when again, if he'll buy it, he'll buy it. According to Rameir, you're allowed to sell it to him if he's willing to buy it. But the Torah says giving it to a ger. When do you give it to a ger? When he's not willing to buy it. When he's not willing to buy it, then the other choice is to sell it to a goy. Then you're mechuyiv taka to give it to the ger. So if you're mechuyiv, it's not anah. Mitzvah lav le'emes. So therefore, Rashi says in the pasuk of lagera shebeshrecha titnena, I don't see a heter anah. Nevela might be also banah. I would still give it to a ger, because a mitzvah lachiyosu. That's a key mitzvah. That's not a hanah. But to sell it to a goy, there's no ger around. I sell it to a goy. That's already that's a hanah. So there already I see the heter anah. I have a toivah sanah. So why don't I say over here I have a toivah sanah because I could choose my ger. So machoik is toivah sanah moment or ain't a moment. But if you hold toivah sanah moment, so why don't I say over here also I have a toivah sanah. I hear it's a nice question. Why don't I have that hanah of toivus hanah? I'm not so sure. Maybe over here you don't have toivus hanah in the regular sense. Toivus hanah by a coin means, even if there's one coin over here, I could say, forget it, I'm going off to my other coin who I have a relationship with. By a ger, if there's only one ger here and he's hungry, and he, you know, there's one ger here, I'm not sure that I'm allowed to be maneyah from him because I want to give it to some other ger. I don't know if the Torah is mezakim here with Tevis or not. It's true, there's a mitzias. If there's 10 gerim in front of me and there's one piece of nevela, then there is a mitzias here that I could choose. But it's not necessarily a schus that the Torah gave me. Maybe that doesn't translate as a moment. Maybe that's not considered to be a moment. Okay, let's continue with Rashi. Rashi says, "Lager benesinu nochim mechir loyger sinon." Elohachi gasin kederef shapar tochav benevela desanya. There was apparently a gish in the Gemara. Ashi yifet tochav kosov. Well, I don't know exactly where it fit into the Gemara. Ashi yifet tochav kosov kederef shapar tochav benevela. Somewhere in Rabbi Yavo, I don't know exactly where it fit, there was a girsa, Lager benesina lenochit mechira. Rashi takes it out. Why does Rashi take it out? Again, I'm not exactly sure where it fit in the words, but somewhere this girsa had in the words of Rabbi Yavo himself, Lager benesina lenochit mechira. I mean, the other way around. Lager benesinu l'makul l'nochi b'mechir. And Rashi says not to be garrisoned. Why does Rashi not to be garrisoned? Because then it'll be Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Avo, now here take a choice. The way I learned Rashi before, Rashi learning Rabbi Avo is dafka like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Avo is not Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Avo is learning the source for the Isra Hanoah from Nevelo. Which is only true according to Rameyah, it's not true according to Rabbi Yehuda. So how could you be Goyris in Rabbi Avo Lanoch Lager Benesino Lanochim Mechira when Rabbi Avo on the contrary holds like Rameyah and not like Rabbi Yehuda? So Rashi has to take out the Girsa. Even if I'm wrong, and the Pshat and Rashi's not necessarily committing himself to Rameyah, he's not learning Rabbi Avo that this is the source. So we can still say Rashi doesn't want, why should Rabbi Avo be committed to Rabbi Yehuda? He doesn't have to be Rameir necessarily, but it doesn't have to be Rabbi Yehuda either. Why should Rabbi Avo put into his statement Rabbi Yehuda, when it's when that's a machlokes, then it's not necessary for Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo works fine according to Rameir and works fine according to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe even better according to Rameir, like I said. So therefore, Rashi says you have to take this out. Rabbi Yehuda has no business in Rabbi Avo's statement. Okay, continuing Rashi. Oh, we didn't do that. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. I'm sorry. So the Gemara continues. This Tanya. L'soich l'kol nevela. L'ager shubshrecha t'nena v'yachol o'imocha l'nochi. Ein li'elo lager b'nesino ulunochri b'mechir. At face value, the Torah says two options: to give it to a ger, to sell it to a nochri. Lager b'mechir minayim. How do I know that I could also sell it to a ger? Apparently, as a havam, you know that you're not allowed to sell an avela to a ger. You have to give it to him b'matan. You're not allowed to sell it to him. Tamud loymar lager shebshecha titneno oy mocher. We dash in the pasuk kilu oy mocher. That mocher is also going on the ger. So now I know that to a ger I could do either one. Titneno oy mocher. What about a nochri? Maybe, but still it says. But to a nochri maybe you have to sell it because it says I mochel a nochri lenochri ben esina minayim tamen loy metitneno v'yachola oy mochel a nochri. So we dash in it both ways, both verbs go on both objects. Nimtzei soimer echad ger v'echad nochri ben mechir ben menasana divi ben menesina divi rameir. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, no dvarim kiksavim lager ben esina dafka v'lanochri ben mechir dafka. We'll finish the Gemara. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Isak adaitich drami rameir lichter vechmano legerushim shreichat intena viyachalo umacher. Oy lomali shemamino the dvarim kiksavim the oy isn't the oy punctuates the pasuk. Rameir said, what does he do with the oy? Oy is lahakdin this in the gelam mechir the nochri. The oy tells me that there is a certain precedence, but lemaisa both. But it's only a ketima. Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, we'll elaborate later. Rabbi Yehuda holy tzorach kro, l'kachtem adam doesn't even need a pasuk. Came in the gerat hamitzuv l'achiyosei, v'nochi get hamitzuv l'achiyosei, l'tzorach kro svaru. Let's see Rashi. Tam loyim l'ger t'tenev yachol l'imachar, dorsh l'yager v'chein rabbi nochi, nami dorsh t'tenev yachol l'imachar l'nochi. That's Rameir. And Rabbi Yehuda holds dvarim k'tsovim. Says Rashi, kach mitzvosu. Lo yitnenu l'nochi, v'lo yim kerenu l'ger. This Rashi is important. I mean, all Rashis are important, but this Rashi is noteworthy. In Rashi's Mavur, that when Rabbi Yehuda says Dvarim Kiksavim, it goes on both. The Lager is Dafka ben Asino, and it's also to sell it to a Ger. And to a nochri is dafka be mechira, and it's also to give it to a nochri. The Rambam seems to be chaylik. The Rambam passes like a Yehuda, the Dvarim Kiksavim. But the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Avodah Zarah Lachadalik and Perek Gimel of Zechiyah Matana. So I don't have it in front of me, but it's Mavur in the Rambam. Probably in the back of the Gemara. It's Mavur in the Rambam that the Dvarim Kiksavim means you're not allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to give it to a nochri. You have to sell it. To a ger, you could do either one. That's Dvarim Kiksavim. But the Rambam holds there's no issur to sell an avela to a ger. The only iser is to give an avela to a nochri. Let me preface also. You should know this. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it's the parallel sugit over here. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is a discussion about leisachonim. The Gemara learns out from the pasuk of leisachonim that there's an iser to give a matnas chinam to a nochri. So the Gemara says that it's a machlokes tanoim. It's tafchof, I think. The Gemara says that it's a kitanoi. This idea of leisachonim, that it's also to give a matnas chinam to a nochri, is really a machlokes tanoim. And the Gemara quotes machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rameir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, says over here the din of leisachonim, that to a nochri you have to sell the nevela, you're not allowed to give it to matana. And according to Rameir, you're allowed to give it to matana. It's mutter to give even matana to a nochri. So Rameir is chaylik on the din of leisachonim, and this understood this. It's not chaylik on the pasuk, but leisachonim can mean other things. But he's chaylik on this halacha that you're not allowed to give a matnas chinam to a nochri. And Rabbi Yehuda holds from the din of leisachonim. So Tosfos asks, so why do I need to, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do I need to psukim? If I learn that from leisachonim, so why do I need an extra pasuk of lager shebisharecha of oy mochel anochi? Taisa is a few terutzim. One teres Taisa says is to make it into an asay and a lav. But shchanim is a lav. But mochel and ochri is a lav above mochel asay, which is an asay. So maybe I have to have both psukim. Taisa is other terutzim. Val kaponim, in that gemara is mefurish, that at least this half, if we have a choice, if dvarim kiksovim is going to mean, you know, we have a choice, which one is bedavka. The Torah says, "Lager shebrecha titneno, oy mochel lenochri." So Rashi learns they're both bedavka. Both are isurim. You're not allowed to give it to a nochri. You're not allowed to sell it to a get. The Rambam holds only one of them is bedavka. The other one is lirevusah, meaning the Rambam learns the pasuk apparently. That a mochel anochi to a nochi you have to sell it. To a ger, you don't have to sell it. You're even allowed to give it matana. That's based on the Gemara Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Avodah says in the Gemara Avodah Zarah you see this half that the mochel anochi here is bedafka. That's inescapable. That's a perishing gemara. The other half is lager shebashrecha titnena bedafka. That's not a perishing gemara. Rashi learns that it is bedafka. The Rambam kiksovim. Rashi takes. Then it means both halves of the equation, both sides are bedafka, and the Ram holds no. The part that's bedafka is the nochi part. To a nochi, you're only allowed to give it b'mechira to sell it b'mechira. You're not allowed to give it b'matana. But the ger, you're allowed to do either way. Let me see if I can find the Ram in here. The Ram is in a few places. I'll read you zchir matana. It is here. I don't think it's here. Okay, you look it up. So let's why did the Rambam? Let's start this way. Let's start with the Rambam. Why do you think the Rambam learned? The simple reading of the Gemara is more like Rashi. Clearly, Dvarim Kiksavim. The literal translation is Dvarim Kiksavim. Both things are literally. The Torah says Lager is Zedavka Benesino. And Tanochi is Dafka Mechira. Why do you think the Rambam held that? What do you think drove the Rambam to learn that it's lav Dafka? That the Dvarim Kiksovim means you have to sell it to a, you can't give it to a Nechri. But to a Ger you have a choice.
Because it's mitzvah lachi also to a Ger, then if you could sell it to a Nechri, you should be able to sell it to a Ger.
Maybe you can only sell it to Nochi if there's no gear around. That's anyway true. The Gemara says it didn't have. By the way, the Ram, another issue in the Ramam is the Ram is mashmit the Din of Lahaktim. It's also interesting. The Ram does not bring the Din of Lahaktim. I'm not quite sure what to make of that, actually. The Ram doesn't bring that. But it's also good, I don't know. The Shmuel at the end.
Yeah, how does the Ram mean the Gemara in my time of Yehuda? If he says that. If the Rambam agrees that by Ger is lav dafka, it's only dafka by anachi, then it's just in my time that we do it, because if he holds like a mayor, the pasuk should have said, it's nena, you can have the offer of anachi, because he agrees that to the Ger you can do off, you can do it.
Hold on for a second. I'm not sure what you... Let me ask a different question first, and then we'll decide if the question you're asking is still a question. Let's start this way. I mean, I think what's driving the Rambam, we'll see in a second in the Gemara inside. I think what's driving the Rambam is that in Svara, it really is very hard to understand how there could be an Isser to sell a Nevela to a Ger. Chayra Ger, even though it's Mitzvah Lachiyosai, he's not better than an Oni should be Yisrael. There's no Isser to sell something to an Oni. You have something in you're getting rid of your... let's say you have a chayis. I don't know, you have some extra meat you want to get rid of. You don't have nobody likes it. You have some extra hot dogs, you want to get rid of them. Nobody in your family likes hot dogs. So you see the oni passing by, so you call them over and say, you know, here's some hot dogs, I'll sell it to you for a dollar. Is that also? But it's mutter. There's no din you have to give things away by matana to an oni. And there's certain halachas, you have an oni, you have an oni who needs, doesn't have what to eat today, so there's a din you have to give him what to eat. You have an oni who needs to make a chasna, there's a din you have to give him with what to make a chasna. I mean, there's halachas of pesayachas, is tiftech es yadecha, there's a mitzvah stock, but it has its own gedorim. But there's no isser, just because somebody's an oni, there's no isser that you're not allowed to sell things to him. The guy's a grocery store, and people walk in and they're aniyim. There's no halacha, you're not allowed to sell them things. You have to give them everything matana. So why should a ger be any different? How could there be an isser to sell an avela to a ger? An isser to give a matana to a nochi, I understand. Lois sechanim. Torah says, now I'd give a matana to a lois sechanim. I think the Rambam says you learn, you'll come to learn from him. If you admire a nochi, all the lois sechanim are not to admire a nochi. So I think the Rambam says, because you'll come to learn me myself. He makes a nochi into, you know, this sports star. He's like your hero. So there's a so you'll come to learn me drachov, or whatever it is, exerce a kosov. But whatever the Torah says, now I give him anas chidim to a nochi. So I have a handle on that. But what kind of issue is this to give a matana to a ger? To sell something to a ger? He needs stock, so you write him a check. But why should there be an issue to sell an avela to a ger? So the Rambam will discuss in Rashi what a taka might mean. In Rashi holds there is such an isser, and we're going to have to really understand that in Rashi. What's the nature of this isser to sell an avela to a ger? Why can I sell it to him? If it would be onishu b'Yisrael, I could sell it to him. Let's say it would be kosher meat, and it would be onishu b'Yisrael, I could sell it to him. So why can I sell an avela to a ger? So the Rambam learns that in a chenam, there's no such isser. The isser is to give him anaschim to a guy. The Torah says, so why did the Torah say lager shub shrecha titneno? If you're allowed to sell it to him also, so why did it say lager shub shrecha titneno? Let's have the Rambam read the pasuk. So I like that. Have the Rambam read the pasuk. I understand the Rambam in svar. The Rambam doesn't. He holds in svar. It can't be. There can't be an isser to sell an avela to a guy. But what do you do with the pasuk? The pasuk says lager shub shrecha titneno. Why did the Torah say titneno? Let it say sell it. Why didn't the pasuk say lager shub shrecha timkireno? Had the Rambam read the pasuk. So you tell me, how did Rambam read the pasuk?
He's teaching you the greater chiddush by dima. If I give it to a ger.
Yeah, that's not the truth, right? The Rambam could read the pasuk just to tell me a kedima. But the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda holds. Yeah, but the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't need a pasuk for kedima.
Isn't the Rambam not bring kedima?
Yeah, the Rambam is also masculine in the kedima, which is also a problem. That's also true. But anyway, even if we could somehow find it in the Rambam, but it's not going to solve our problem anyway, because in Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says in Pharisees, you don't need a pasuk of lachta. And we're going, the Rambam is passing with Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to Rabbi Yehuda. Our issue now is Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rameir, Taka says both on both. Can't ask why it only said one. Taka says both on both. Rameir holds that both verbs are going on both people. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Zoram Kiksovam, so the Torah has to be read. L'gereshav shereichan achot titnena, period. Oy mochel anochi. So I understand. But why did it say Lagerish Pesherecha Tidneno? It's not true. Lagerish Pesherecha, according to Rami, you could do either way. So why does it say Tidneno? Yeah.
Maybe the Kutosa says that if it would have written Dafka Mechira to a non-Jew, so you would have thought that it's also the Mechira to a Figet Toshav.
If it wouldn't have said it, I would have said, oh, so actually I think that's the answer. If it would not have said, the Torah says Lagerish Pesherecha Tidneno, not because you have to give it to a ger toshav. There's no such thing as having to give. Can't be an isser to sell. You're allowed to sell to everybody. But the Torah is telling you like erev shereicha titneno liravuso. Because since the Torah has told me that you're not allowed to give a matana to a nochri, so I might have thought that likewise you're not allowed to give a matana to a ger toshav. The ger toshav is also a nochri. So maybe since it says oy mochel anochi that to a nochi you're not allowed to give him a matana, so I would have a havamino that a ger toshav is also nochi. You're not allowed to give him a matana either. You have to sell it to him. Says the Torah, no. La gera b'sherecha titneno, to a ger toishiv, you could even give it b'matana. Telling me a heter, it's l'revuso. La gera b'sherecha afilu titneno. You could even give it b'matana. B'mechira, of course you could give it b'mechira. You could sell to anybody. But I would have thought you're not allowed to give him matana because he's a nochi. Says the pasuk, no. Since he's a ger toishiv, he's not a regular nochi. You're allowed to give it. You're allowed. You don't have to, but you're allowed to give it to him matana. But to a nochi, it's ay mochel a nochi. To a nochi, you have to give him mechira, not the matana. That's clear how the Rambam. I think that's clearly how the Rambam read the pasuk. Yeah.
But we have another pasuk in Tzitzel Achayosa. So why would you have it have a matana?
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. Why do you need? Why do I need this pasuk? I have a pasuk that is a mitzvah l'achayesa. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter to give a matana? There's a mitzvah l'achayesa. I don't know. The truth is, there's another steer. There's a steer in the Rambam also. A lot of issues in the Rambam. I think maybe tomorrow, we'll spend some time on the Rambam's inside. But there's a steer in the Rambam. Where do I learn out the din that mitzvah l'achayesa? The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, I think, I don't remember which one is which. The Rambam in one place says, I learned it out from what's the pasuk again? From Rashi brings it. So the Rambam in one place brings that pasuk, and in another place the Rambam brings that with that we learn that it's a ger is mitzvah l'achayose from our pasuk from l'ger shem shrecha titneno. But that's the mokka that it's a mitzvah l'achayose. I don't know. That's a steer by itself, but at least in one place the Rambam says that this is the mokka for mitzvah l'achayose. Okay, so far so good. So that's, I think, the Mahalach and the Ram. So the Chor, there's a problem, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara said earlier, the Gemara in Rameir said, the Sanya, go back to the beginning of the Braisa. From where do I know that you're allowed to sell something to a Ger? So you see in Rameir, the Gemara to have a meaning that you're not allowed to sell to a Ger? I need a Pasuk to tell me that you're allowed to sell to a Ger. What's the pasuk? Because the Rameir doesn't have the oy as being a hefsek. So it says, lager shecha tenena oy mocher. So the oy mocher tells me that you're allowed to sell to a ger. Without that pasuk, you would not be allowed to sell it to a ger. You would have to give it to mimatana. So you see that, you see such a concept that there could be an iser to give a ger, to sell something to a ger. And I only know that it's not so because of the pasuk, because of the oy. I mean, I only know that it's not so because the Torah goes on, and because Rameir ignores the oy, and he darshens oy mocher going on the ger as well. Well, if that's, but Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have that. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the oy is a hefsek. So it ought to come out that it's also to sell to a ger. Now I see in the Gemara that the Gemara does entertain that there might be an iser. In the Rambam, I was saying that it can't be an iser to sell to a ger. You're allowed to sell to anybody. How can they be an iser? How could they be? Then you have to give a matana to a ger. Even to an Anishu Yisrael, you don't have to give something to a matana. But here I see that the Gemara really did entertain such a tzad. The Gemara entertained the tzad in Rameir that maybe it's really also to be meicher to a ger. You have to give him a matan. So why can't that be the emes according to Rabbi Yehuda? If that's the havamin according to Rameir, why can't that be the emes according to Rabbi Yehuda? So Mestam, the answer is poshut. In Rameir holds that you're allowed to sell. You're allowed to give a matana to a guy. Rameir holds you're allowed even to give a matana to a guy. So if you're allowed to give a matana to a guy, then Rameir can't learn that lagerah shpshecha titneno is a revusa. You're even allowed to give him a matana. Of course you could give a ger a matana. You could give a matana even to a nachi. So of course you could give a matana to a ger. So what does the Torah mean when it says lagerah shpshecha titneno? It would have to mean, it can't mean even b'nesina, it can't mean the revusa. Even a guy, you can give him a matana. Why can't you give him a matana to a ger? So in Rameir, it would have to mean that you have to give him a matana. You're not allowed to give it to him b'mechir. And therefore, the Gemara asks, according to Rameir, lager b'mechir minayim. And a mayor has to learn it out from oy mocher. Take out the oy and has to learn it out from oy mocher. That's a mayor because he holds you not that you're allowed to give a matana to a guy. But Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to give a matana to a guy. If you're not allowed to give a matana to a guy, then that allows me to learn, that frees me to learn, that when the Torah says, like Erev Shecha Titneno, doesn't mean you have to give it to him matana. It means you could even give it to him matana, unlike a nochri to whom you're not allowed to give a matana. So in the Gemara it's good. So that's the Shita Saramah. Mitzvah Hashem again. Tomorrow I want to revisit the Rambam because there's a lot of interesting things in the Rambam. Because I have to see inside the Rambam's Chiyam Atono. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, I told you in Perek Yud. And there's a Rambam in Hilchas Malachim as well, which I don't recall right now where it is. But it's the Rambam about the Leisachonim. If I have a chance to find it, I'll text it to you. See the Rambam's inside. There's a lot there to think about. Well, I want to think about Rashi also. I'm too exact to stop early today, but I want to think about Rashi also, I guess tomorrow. I want to think about Rashi also. What's the nature of this Isser? Rashi also, there is an Isser. There's an Isser, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rashi learns, that means that it's Osir to be Meicher to a, it's Osir to sell an Avela to a Ger. You have to give it to Matan. So I want to think that through what could be the nature of that Isser, and how is he worse than the Anish of Yisrael? Even an Ani Shavi Yisrael, you're allowed to have a grocery store and sell groceries to an Ani Shavi Yisrael. Le'matzinu, that you're not allowed to give him, that you're not allowed to sell things to. So how could there be an Isser to give the Nevela b'mechira, to be Mechira a Nevela to a Ger Toshet? What's Taka L'Pshat and Rashi? It's good to take a look at Toshet in Avodah Zarah Daf Chof. Deeper Maskel is, bear with me a second, V'Rameir. Take a look at that Toshet, and that may have a bearing on the issue. Okay, we'll stop here. Oh, Steve Rosenberg.